Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Father of mine, tell me, where have you been?
You know what, just good morning.
Hello, Ruby.
How you doing, son?
Never better. You getting hammered with snow yet over there?
We got some, and then we talked to this neighbor behind us. Got a son that can shovel snow. I don't shovel anymore.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah.
So, all of a sudden, there's the mother and the son both out there shoveling the whole backyard.
Well, it's like the whole neighborhood is rallying around you.
Yeah, I know, but my God, you know, we paid them $30.
Like every time?
Well, no, today it did. That's okay. I'm going to check out with Joanna.
All right, I like that.
She's very generous, I guess.
I paid $40.
Oh, she says she paid him $40.
Oh, okay. Well, she's in charge. She knows what's up. She knows that if you want to have good service, you got to drop a little coin.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that, but you can't do that every time. But I think that's for the whole winter.
Well, yeah, you know how it is. I don't know, $40 for the whole winter. I think that kid's getting ripped off.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, it's good to hear your voice. Everything else going okay?
Good, yeah. Good to hear yours too, right?
You got it. Okay. Well, Dad, I want to get after the questions.
Okay. Lay it on me.
Matt writes, Meathead.
Is it Matt?
Yeah, Matt.
All right. Matthew.
Yeah. He wants to get in an electric garage door opener. Okay.
Yeah.
And he says that a professional said it would cost about $1,500.
Oh, boy.
And then he says there is a way to use a traditional garage door opener that would cost at most $200. He said, but he's worried about going the cheaper route, that it won't work and bad things will happen. What do you think Matt should do? Go cheap or go expensive?
Well, that's an awful lot of money.
It sure is. I've never heard of so much money for a garage door opener. It seems quite steep.
Yeah, we got a garage door opener, but it never in a lifetime of mine cost that much money.
Yeah, I think Matt should maybe shop around a little.
And you're really not a whole lot of work to do.
No, it's not. I mean, I think a professional should do it, I think, but $1,500 sounds ridiculous.
I would do it for about $75, $50.
Well,
hey, that's my
wait a minute.
Analogy.
Have you ever done it? Have you ever installed one yourself?
No, I haven't. It was already here. Only something happened, and then we just kind of had it repaired. And
what about you and Mike when the thing almost hit the lady's car?
What happened?
done it. You told her to open her garage door, and the spring busted loose and went through the window.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
That's when we, Mike and I, years ago, went to do this garage door.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we all finished up nice and all that, and we...
And she had a Cadillac in the garage.
They had a Cadillac in the garage.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know what happened. We opened the door.
There's your new door.
Here's your new door. She opened up and something spun loose and went right through the garage.
Oh my God! You mean right?
Yeah.
So you were like, hey, look at the good job we did, and it exploded.
And she had a vintage Cadillac in there.
Yeah.
It almost hit that.
But the spring, you're lucky it didn't kill you. Sometimes if those springs burst, you can it can hit you and go right through you like a bullet.
Yeah, well, I've never done that before. I mean, garage door, but Mike and I contracted it to do that.
You know, that sounds like just a thing you guys would do. You know, I mean.
I tell you, we cracked up. And then the old garage door.
Yeah.
And I had a pickup truck, I think.
Yep.
Yeah. And I put that on there, on top of that, and down an alley, and dump it in the alley.
You dump the alley? You mean the old stuff?
Yeah, the old one.
Yeah. Wow.
Door.
Now, I remember you doing that in the past. I remember there was one time you and I ripped a roof off. It might have been on the Cunningham house, and you had a truck full of old shingles, and you went. We went by. Yeah, I remember we drove behind the Farmer Jack, and you put it in reverse and got going really fast, and you jammed on the brakes, and all the shit flew out of the truck into the alley behind Farmer Jack's.
Yeah, cleaned it up, didn't we?
Oh my God, Dad. So. I'm curious. So you and Mike take a job installing a garage door, but neither of you had ever done that. And then the spring breaks.
No, we had never done this one either.
The spring breaks the window, and then what's next? Are you able to repair it, or is that?
Yeah, we repaired a window.
And did you fix the garage so that it worked?
Didn't damage the garage.
Oh, okay. I thought you said
just the window.
I thought you said the spring broke off.
Spring broke off. And then I don't know how it happened, but it just took a window out.
Well, all right.
We replaced the window.
So you learned a lesson. Don't install garage doors anymore. You are telling a guy to pay $50.
That was the last job that he and I did.
Okay. So I don't know. I think maybe he go the cheaper option, but have someone do it. What do you think?
That's the best analogy.
All right. So Matt. There you go.
Yeah, Matt.
Kenny wants to talk about the price of eggs. Have you been following this, Dad?
No, but
it's horrible.
Joanne says it's horrible.
I lay my own.
She did you hear what she said?
She lays her own eggs?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's having fun.
Yeah, of course. Because I don't really believe that she lays eggs.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, it's either a just thing that people are doing by, you know, the merchants or store owners do that because maybe they pay that much raising them. But it's a time of a year with this kind of thing that people start taking advantage of the situation.
Yeah, I'm not sure what is driving it, but I think it's price similar to anything like a wheat.
I mean, why does the price of eggs go up? Does the chickens quit laying eggs?
Yeah, maybe the chickens went on strike.
You know, yeah.
There's a shortage of eggs, and the chicken feed costs more and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Cost of the feed has gone up. So it's all, everything affects the other thing. Have you ever thought, can you imagine I know you're always looking for things to do. If you had you should do this. If you had a chicken coop in your backyard And then you could clean out the chicken coop.
No way I want to be cleaning that mess up.
Why? You just put on a pair of boots, some rubber gloves, clean out the chicken coop?
No way. I don't want to fool with that. I go out and spend $35 by a dozen eggs or something and be done with it.
I don't know, Dad. I think my neighbor has a chicken coop. I think you should look into it.
I ain't doing it. That's a lot of work.
All right. Well, I know, but you're always...
Neat, big, lot,
right.
Clean.
But you're always telling me how you're looking for things to do to occupy your time.
Not that kind of stuff.
No, not... I mean, the reason why... Yeah, but you're the same guy who likes to move piles of snow from one place to the other.
Yeah, I do. I do that.
So I thought that, you do that, but you wouldn't take care of a chicken?
Yeah. Well, listen, I got bad news for you.
Yeah.
I am restricted from doing any of those things.
Oh, okay. Well, you're going to have to find something.
Well.
You know?
She slammed the hammer down and said, hey, no, you ain't doing it. No.
Sometimes you gotta respect the authority. I'm Team Joanne. Yeah. I'm Team Joanne.
It wasn't the authority, really, but I really agree with it.
Okay.
I was doing the driveway.
Probably good to take it easy and find.
I fell right down on my face.
I know. You look like you went 10 rounds with Tyson.
Yeah. And both of my kneecaps are messed up. The last one I just peeled off.
Why, the scab finally fell off?
The scab fell off.
Oh, my God. Jesus. All right. Megan writes, hi, Meathead. I just got back from a road.
Hi, Megan.
She says, I just got back from a road trip with my 12-year-old son. We were in the car together for about 45 hours of travel time.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. But she says we had great memories. We made great memories. And her question is, do you have a favorite vacation memory with your family, Dad?
Come on, Joanne. Help.
Remember, you told me when you were married to Bernie, you hit the garage door with your car or your suitcase
with
something on the roof, and you drove into the garage or backed out of the garage and ripped the whole top off of your...
Yeah, I did
that to the car.
Wait a minute. The truck. What, like on the way out of
the house for a vacation? Yeah. We're trying to back the car out of the garage. I don't know why.
Yeah, well, you probably wanted to go on vacation. You need a car.
Yeah, well,
the top
thing
up on the roof.
Oh, I had stuff on top of the roof.
Oh, like bags and shit.
Yeah.
And you ripped the whole top off.
I ripped the whole top off.
Oh my God! As so, everybody's ready to go on the trip,
and then we had a messed up job.
And then you drive 3 feet, and there's a catastrophe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
I remember that? Oh my God. I don't even know how we repaired it to take off.
Well, judging by how you repair garage doors, I imagine it was.
You remember the old house we lived in?
Yeah, the one in Warren or the one in Oak Park?
The one in Warren.
Oh yeah, I remember. But I don't remember this. But you know, but you and I mean, when I was born, it was only when I was eight when you moved out. So I don't have a lot of memories of you at the house. And in fact, zero memories of anything fun.
Hey.
Well, I mean, because
the
when you're
gets done, you know.
No, I you didn't start, and that's not a insult. It's just the way it was.
I don't think.
No,
it
I mean, it was like there's very few memories I have because you don't start remembering stuff till you're about 3 or 4 years old, barely. So I've only got 4 years to play with here, and my brain is clouded with, you falling down the stairs, you ripping off the garage door, mom screaming at you, stuff like that.
Yeah.
But whatever, no big deal. I mean, there was,
no,
it's a good
thing. Things happen.
I tell you what, it's a good thing you moved out because... That's when
that's for sure.
That's when I started enjoying having fun memories with you.
Hey.
Oh yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know, you when you divorced Mom, I was like, oh, thank God.
But I hung around, didn't I?
Oh, yeah. I have no complaints. None whatsoever. I had a good childhood. I was very lucky. Not all kids who go through divorce have that attitude.
Well, yeah. And I remember that. I picked you up regularly, both of you.
Oh, yeah.
We went to the place that had a swimming pool and all that.
Oh, yeah, I remember, and that place still stands today, Metro Towers, yeah. On Crocker Boulevard.
That was good.
It was always entertaining to me, though, because, you know, if Dad's picking us up at 6 p.m. on Friday, Mom gets home from work at 5 p.m. on Friday, that hour is very entertaining because she's stomping around like Godzilla. Because she's like, oh no, that devil Reuben is coming over. She wanted to beat your face in. Oh my God.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That was very entertaining to Jim and I.
Yeah. Well, Jimmy was pretty, tough on me.
Well, he was, older. So, you know,
he was very hard on me.
You know, when you're, and I understand why, he was hard on you because of that. He was more mature and
well, yeah, I tolerated him, you know.
He wanted his dad back home. He's like, you know, when I said I had no complaints, he may, because of his age and he experienced things from a different lens. All I knew is I was getting new Atari games from you.
Yeah.
And that's all I cared about. Every time I go to see you, I get a new Atari game. I'm like, yes, this divorce is awesome.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, though. It was hard getting to your house and picking you guys up.
Oh, I know it. It was a pain in the ass because mom would be like, all right, they can't leave, Reuben. They got to go pick up the dog poop and mow the lawn and put a new roof on. And
oh
my God, what a memory. All right. Moving on. Mark writes, Reuben, can you rack your brain to tell me any of your favorite comedians? Can you think of anyone funny? Like maybe Jackie Gleason or I don't know.
Oh, but I do remember a couple of them, but I don't remember their names.
Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy is one of them, yeah, for sure.
He's hilarious. I remember we'd go see the Beverly Hills Cop movies.
Yes.
He also wants to
tell you what, you guys have got sharp memories.
Oh yeah.
I mean, really, you, especially you.
Yeah, I remember when we go up to Grayling and then we'd go to that movie theater that still stands today.
Oh yeah.
And you know, Jim and I are hoping that we're gonna see like a Mickey Mouse movie or Donald Duck. And it's like Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, this
was not the case.
You're like, oh, this is a great movie. And I'm like, I don't know, man. But Mark also wants to know, is Bill Cosby innocent or guilty?
Wait a minute. Who is this?
His name is Bill Cosby. Do you remember Bill?
Mark.
Mark wanted to. Mark wanted to know if you think Cosby is guilty or innocent. Have you been following that story, Dad?
Okay. He's guilty.
Okay. Now.
Doubt about it.
Yeah, he's.
He is guilty.
Isn't that crazy? The guy was like so wholesome and sweet, and then he's like a lunatic.
Yeah. Yeah. I tell you, a lot of these movie actors or movie people, they do some goofy things and they get away. Some of them get away with it. They really got to do something with that.
Yeah, I think they have. You know, a lot of them have had to, as you like to say, pay the piper.
Pay the piper is right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
But they get away with it.
Let's see here.
Money talks.
Chris writes... Hey, guy. One of my New Year's resolutions is not to drink any alcohol for January. What advice would you give me to be successful in not drinking for January?
Well, I cannot just boil it down to January. But I was a heavy drinker in life.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Very heavy. I party 24/7.
Oh, yeah. Big time. Big time.
My wife says it got to a point that it's either that or me, you know.
Yep.
Something to that effect. Not as harsh as what I just said, but that's how it
works.
And you know what? That was the last ounce of booze I ever drank.
Okay, so it's just, all right, cold turkey.
Because of the value that I had in a wife that I have.
Well,
and the value that I get out of a bottle of booze.
What do you think about, but these people, they'll not drink for all of January, but then February comes, they start drinking again.
That's stupid. I don't know why.
I don't know. Why?
Well, I do not think... that a lot of alcohol in your body helps you at all.
No, it's slowly going to kill you, for God's sake.
Yeah. I do not drink. I condemn. If I were my boys, I'd really fight them. Not drink. That would be one of my main goals. If you guys were the kind of guys.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you're not, you know.
Oh, man, I used to love drinking. That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I don't know how you guys did what your thing was.
Well, it's because every time we turned around, you were knocking back a pint of ouzo.
Right. But anyway, and a drinker thinks it's funny or fun.
No, it is. It is. I have to admit, alcohol makes things more fun. There is no question. No question. That's why it's hard to quit, because you have so much fun.
Well... for the first 20 days was a difficult time. Once you quit and pass that point that you know you're not going to do it.
It gets easier.
You get over it. It gets easy, and I don't even miss it. But I do not condone anybody that does it. That's their business.
You mean you don't condemn them?
I don't condemn them.
Right.
I mean,
no,
I'm
the same way.
I don't condemn them.
It's their
life.
No judging.
Yeah, well, but then quietly I said, God, if you only knew the difference of
right,
your life.
Right. Well, I mean, for me, I can't drink just a little. Like, I don't know how people do it. They sit down and they have like one glass of wine. I was like, no way, man. Give me the bottle.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, and that's...
I love drinking.
Oh, my God.
I did love. I don't even care. I don't even think about it.
We are so similar. It is like we are the exact same person. In fact, when I go up north and I'm stomping around like an idiot, picking up sticks and you know,
Which I like what you're doing.
Right. They're like, you are your father. You are your father. And I'm like, I know it. I can't help it. That's it.
That's great.
But I don't have the ability to fix garage doors like you.
Well, but you do a lot of things.
I know. All right. Well, Dad, I tell you what. It's, as always, fantastic to hear your voice. Everybody loves you.
And, thanks, honey.
Yeah.
It's your mutual feeling.
You have a wonderful day, okay?
You do the same, and I'll tell you what. We got a lot of snow in here.
Yeah, it's going to be coming down, Dad.
I figure something out. I need your opinion.
Yeah.
I have a neighbor just behind me, you know. It's a woman with a son.
Yeah, that's the one who helps you with the snow.
Well, no, we've never had them do anything. I didn't even know about them.
Oh, okay.
And somehow the word got around, and the wife with the mother, it's a mother and a son.
Uh-huh.
This morning, they're here in my yard shoveling the snow, and oh, man, spotless, which is all covered all over again. And Joanna turned around and gave them $30 for doing that.
40. I think she gave him like $40.
$40.
Uh-huh.
I don't know where this is going to go. If they show up every time, well, I guess I'm going to let them do it.
Well, yeah. Well, first of all, the way I look at this is, you know, let's not look in the future and worry about the things coming up. More like, you know, if it happens, we'll deal with it then. You know what I mean? Like, you and I don't know how much it's going to snow in the weeks to come. This might be the very last snow we get.
Yeah, this is true. But I have a vague feeling that this may not be true.
Okay. Well, you know, I wouldn't lose sleep over it. And you know, I'm sure you can negotiate the deal if it gets to be too much, you know. I mean, no one's gonna break the bank on it. No one's
it's
gonna.
It's a mother and a son.
Yeah.
A wonderful, wonderful couple.
Yep. I wouldn't sweat it. I think that they'll if need be, they'll definitely cut you a break.
We haven't even talked about negotiation.
That's
price.
Okay. That's all. You don't need to worry about it. This is
$30.
Yeah. This sounds to me like a Joanne department. And you know what I do? Like when my wife starts making decisions, I just go, all right, thanks. And then don't worry about it. That's what I do. But
no, well, Joanne is a pretty astute person.
I know that. She is the queen, and I love what she does. So I've always deferred to Joanne, and that's to me my thing that I would do. Yes.
Well, okay. That's a word of confidence.
Okay. All right. I love you guys.
Love you, too. And hey, stay out of the snow.
You got it. Thank you, Dad.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. All right. Another amazing addition to Dear Meathead. You can clearly tell. And I see some of the comments. He told the same story twice there. And the comment, it must be bothering him. It absolutely is. It is bothering him. He doesn't like partying with that $40. And that is the dementia. That is the he has no recollection that we spoke of that the first time around. And usually the way that goes is, whatever you do, don't go, yeah, you already told me that. What's wrong with you? Don't do that. Just go, uh-huh. And just kind of like get creative with your tap dance around it. You know, assure that it's going to be just fine.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.